the pain of sin, I screamed and cried out to Jesus to have mercy on my soul. A fire broke out and began to burn slowly towards me. I begged for death, but death would not come. My cries seemed to fill the whole jaws of hell, and others joined in, lost forever. I fell to the floor in a heap, feeling all the torments of hell that I had seen others in. I could hear a sound echoing in the air, and it was as if the jaws of hell were opening again and again, and many more souls were falling into hell. You have your sound mind in hell, and my mind was working in full force. All parts of my soul was alive and knew well what was happening. I remembered my whole life and all who had come to me. I remember praying for the sick and Jesus healing them. I remembered his words of love and his devotion for me. I wondered, oh my God, what am I doing in hell? If only I had been more like Jesus, I cried. I knew there was life above, and I looked up hoping to see something or someone, but the light faded away. Darkness and a dim, dirty fog filled the place. A dim, yellow light and the smell of rotten flesh. Minutes and seconds and hours seemed like eternity. When would this end? Large snakes crawled past the outside of the cell. I cried, O Lord, let me out. But I had no strength to get up. My soul was alive and knew everything. I saw the jaws open again and more souls fall into hell. And I heard the sound echoing again through hell. I wondered if I knew anyone. I wondered if my husband would come here. Hours went by and the place began to fill with light. I wondered what in the world was going to happen next. I thought it must be the next day because light began to fill the place. There was a great shaking, and the earth seemed to be enlarging itself. The cells began to sink back into the walls to make room for other cells to be added. Hell had truly enlarged herself. More souls fell into hell before my eyes, and I saw a large demon dragging souls past me on chains. I fell down into the cell and begged to die, but I could not. Again the fires and the pain came. The earth shook, and I felt the ground move. Hell truly was enlarging herself. Over and over, the same process seemed to go on for hours of torment and pain and fire and suffering, of being thirsty, but yet I could not die. I called to Jesus, but there was no answer. Such a feeling of being lost, no hope, no love in this place, all death and despair. Darkness filled the place again, and I stood and cried. Others joined in, begging God to let them die. All at once, I was removed from the cell by an unseen force, and I was standing by the Lord near my home, and I cried, Lord God, why did you leave me there? I fell at his feet in despair. And Jesus said, peace be still. Jesus said, I had to take you there and leave you there as one of the souls who had sinned against God and was cast into hell. I was there all the time. I had to let you experience the reality of hell. You had to actually feel the torments of hell so that you could tell others. By this experience, you will bring multitudes unto me. I fell asleep in the arms of Jesus, and when I woke, it was the next day. I was very sick for many days. I relived hell and all its torments over and over. I pray that tapes and books go around the world, that you will take your Bible and learn the knowledge of God. I thank God that He chose me to share this testimony and these revelations with you. These things that I have shared with you from the depths of my soul are true. These are powerful truths of God to shake you. God wants you to know His love for you. He will forgive you no matter what you have done. If you are a homosexual, if you truly repent, God will forgive you and deliver you. If you are a lesbian, God will forgive you. Or if you are a cult worker, or if you're in any of these sins that God speaks about in His holy word, call upon Him and He will forgive you. If you're a murderer, God will forgive you. Whatever your sin is, God sent His Son to save you. He has the power to forgive you and wash away your sins. Jesus Christ is coming soon to catch away His people. Those that are looking for His return and are born again of His Spirit will be caught up to meet Him in the air. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I close these tapes in prayer, I pray that the anointing of God goes out on these tapes. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the living God touches every heart that's heard these tapes, Lord God, in this testimony of hell. And their eyes shall be opened and their ears unstopped. And they'll repent of their sins and turn into a true living God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Brother and sister, if you're a sinner out there, ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart and save your soul and to wash away your sins by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus will come into your heart and make you a new creature. And you shall be born again by the Spirit of the living God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you get into a good church, good Bible teachings, and grow in the statue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.